Well, you're absolutely right. That's the way to read the poll. However, I mean, it's a risk to predict the future, but you know, the way that the parties will run, the way that the political map will look is different. And also, I wouldn't predict such a huge success for a party headed by Ayelet Shaked. When she ran together with Bennett in 2019 elections, April elections, they didn't pass the threshold. They are very, she's very popular, but I don't think that she can herself become a strong enough party, especially in the right, because she is representing a part of the right which does exist, which includes people that are quite prominent, but in numbers, these are not huge numbers. I mean, secular people who are not religious, who are not immigrants from Russia. I mean, what is really left from the voters? That's really a small group of voters, and I think she cannot run by herself. She might join another party, and then probably she's worth a seat or something in the Knesset, but not much more than this.
So as the election campaign progresses, you think Yamina may once again be very close to the threshold?
Yes, that's what I would predict, and I would once again, I would predict her running together with other political parties.
When we're talking about possible mergers, another one that's been speculated about is that Benny Gantz's Blue and White will join up with Gideon Saar's New Hope. How likely do you think that is, and why would this benefit both parties, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, everything is possible, but this would be a very interesting alliance, because this alliance would be able to draw many center-right voters, because it includes Gideon Saar, and because Gantz has, unlike others, he has very high legitimacy also from the right. I think that everybody understands that he's joining Netanyahu was in really in good faith, and he wasn't the one that brought this the Netanyahu-Gantz government down. So this is a very important force that would come from the center-right, and this might be a real game-changer, because voters will have three alternatives. One is to vote for Lapid, who will probably head the center-left, this party, which would be center-right, and then Netanyahu, that would present himself probably as the right. So there would be three options for governance, and this would really make the elections interesting in terms of competition.
A three-horse race.
Three leading horses, yeah.
And, for Gideon Saar, this could prevent his electoral defeat, a possible electoral defeat.
Not only prevent his electoral defeat, it might keep him as a strong politician, as an alternative, at least for the future, for prime ministership.
Now, what about Labour and Merit? There definitely seems a certain logic for some kind of electoral arrangement between the two left-wing parties. But the Labour leader, Mirav Mikhaeli, seems adamant that this won't happen.
Well, I think that Meretz is in quite bad shape, especially with Rinawi Zoabi. The differences in terms of ideology between Labour and Meretz are not huge, even though I think that Labour insists on it being a Zionist party, and in Meretz maybe some people would not adopt this identity as a given. So, but still, I don't think that there is a huge difference, and I think that if they will join together, I would expect Labour to be to be leading and let Meretz have less, let's say, a smaller slice of the cake.
Now, we know that former IDF Chief of Staff Gabi Eisenkot is negotiating with, or at least talking to a number of parties over a possible entry into politics. Could he be a significant vote winner?
Well, I think that unlike the past, 20 years ago, army military generals are not seen as a huge asset anymore. I mean, they are maybe on the center left, but they are not able to draw many votes from the right. And I think that they are not as strong as they used to be. We just remember that we had blue and white. We had three former chiefs or chief of staff. So I mean, the system was filled with our former military generals. So I don't think that he's so important as an electoral asset. However, as a candidate, as a good candidate, he might add something to the party that he will join as a prominent candidate, as someone who can be trusted, but not more than this.